Soite peg beis Mishnah Gimel. Bolo lichte v'samigillah. They're writing the Megillah, what's called Megillah Soite. The pasuk is a little bit vague. In Parsha Soite, pasuk of Gimel, it says v'kosav sa'olo yisraela. All the lashonis are there, the klolos, the punishment that'll be on her if she's guilty. The Torah says v'kosav sa'olo yisraela akoyin basefer u'mocha mehamorim. Chazal understand what that means by Sefer is this Parsha itself. Parsha Soita was written up and it was put into the water, Al Mehamorim, on the water, with the offer from the Karka. So he says, Boloi Lichtav Samagilam, Ezim Mokum Hu Kaisiv. Where's the Torah? It doesn't say the whole Parsha, the Torah says, Ha'olos Ha'ela. So what goes into that description? Mi'im loy shochav ish, the pasuk of loy shochav ish, which is in pasuk yotess, that's already the tzad. Before the Torah speaks out the tzad hatumah, the Torah says loy shochav ish oisoch. If you weren't mizanavim loy soch tistumah tachas yisheich, hinoki, then you're clean and you're considered noki. Mi'meh hamorim hamorim ha'ela. Then the next pasuk chov, v'ad ki sotis tachas yisheich. If yeah, v'itin ish bochesh chovtim ebalde yisheich. Torah doesn't yet speak out the punishment. That's a few psukim later. So the way the Mishnah says it out is im loy shochavish va'at kisotis tachas yisheich, the psukim that we just read. Ve'eni koyzev yishbi'a koyin so'isha, because that's not part of the klolo. That's just the instructions of what the koyin does. The koyzev yitna Hashem oisoch lo'ol l'shvur. That's again a loshen of ha'olois. Uvo ha'mayim ha'orim ha'il ma'ach litzvah is betem v'lan pil yorek. That's the punishment. The ene kosev does not write va'omra ha'isha omin omin, because again that's instructions, not the klola. Rabbi Yosi omer lo ha'mafsik, you write straight the parsha. So Tana Kama says you only write the parts that are telling you about what happens to her. Rabbi Yosi says you don't interrupt even the parts that are instructions, you write the whole thing out. Rabbi Yehuda omer kol atzmi ene kosev la yitna Hashem oisoch la'olo l'shul, we had before, that Rabbi Yehuda holds with mekatze b'ksiva. He says we write much less. Even the two psukim that we read before, they don't write. Because those are really just the two tzadim spoken out. It's only later on. In Pasuk Chav Aleph, Vishbi HaKoyin HaSeisha B'Shvu HaSol, that's the instructions. V'ama HaKoyin Lo'ishen. And here's what he says. Here's the punishment. Here's the Olois. Yitin HaShem HaYisach Lo'ol L'Shvu B'Tech HaMech B'Seis HaShem Tzirechech Nefel So'es B'Tech Tzovo. Uvo HaMayim Ha'orim Ho'elu Me'ayich V'Goyimah. He doesn't write the instructions and he doesn't write the part before that. So Rabbi Yehuda is the most mekatzer, Rabbi Yosi is the most mairich, and the Tanakam is somewhat of a pshara in between. Mishnah Dalva, any kosev loy al aluach, loy al hanayor. What do they write on? What does it mean to write? Niyor is what they had in the ancient times, not the paper that we have, which is made out of wood. It was made out of grass. Luach is a board made of wood. V'loyala diftera. Diftera is a type of cloth, but it's not thoroughly worked. It's rough. It's hard. Elala megilla, only on cloth, which is worked out, which is what you have to write Sefer Torah on, or Evi Stam. Shenema basefer. Sefer is only the proper writing. It means cloth. The more exact is the Sugarillion Shabbos. There's on the skin of a behemoth that's tanned, is called gvil. Gvil, there's the outer part, which is called klaf, because it peels, Russian klipa. And then there's the side inside, which is the side that's closer to the flesh of the behemoth, which is called the suchstus. And that can be divided, but the klaf is the outside part. When it's made properly, that's the best writing, is on that. Basefer is only defined as klaf. These are types of ink, dye. Not anything that makes a mark that you could read the writing is called ksiva. It has to be bidyoi. Dyoi is very specific ingredient. The others are ksav that stay, that don't come off. This is a ksav sheyochel imochek, and the reason why it has to be is because the Torah says that when he puts in the klaf, the Shem Hashem is umocho Ayudei the water being put in the cloth being put into the water. It has to be something that's Yochel Limochit.